You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 235 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Friday. It's time to talk some golf. It's Kyle and Ben, and we're ready to go. The weather is beautiful. The temperature is perfect where we live.
You're beautiful.
The course conditions are amazing. Just golf. This is perfect golf weather. And there's nothing else I would rather talk about right now than golf. But there's one other thing I want to talk about, and that is Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the world, maybe, possibly. I think it is actually in the world, country, definitely, world, possibly. Go online today. Use coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV, get a 50% welcome bonus. You got football in the professional level and the college level. Literally, almost every single day you can bet football.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Live bet, halftime bet, first half bet, props, tons of props. Dude, props, there's so many prop bets you can get on, and those are fun. You can have a lot of fun with those.
Second half unders. They've been ruling second all year half. Long. Yes. Second half unders.
First half, first quarter over, second half under every single time, every game. Mm-hmm. Like I said, sign up today, have some fun, and get out there and make some money. Get out there and make some money. Use your coupon code, stack it up, get the 50% bonus, BLEAV, and then become a millionaire. Bet online is where the game starts. All right.
That's a Ben, hell of a promise.
Yeah, you can become a millionaire.
What a promo. You can be a winner, too.
You could be a winner, too. The old Milton McGregor. Rest in peace.
Yep.
All right, let's talk a little bit more Tiger Woods. So, Ben, this has got to be the greatest job ever. You got Nota Begay. Like, he gets to break all kind of Tiger news. That's what he is, the Tiger news breaking guy. And that, just to me.
And you know they're in it together. Because everybody has an opportunity, and Tiger's letting him know, you can tell him this, you can't tell him that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So Nota comes out and says the same thing they always say. Oh, he's way ahead of schedule. He's blah, 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 whatever. All this stuff, you know, he could, you know, he's going to, as soon as he feels like he can play, he's going to get back. Well, no shit. Thank you for that super in-depth piece.
What a breakdown of play.
Really huge step out there, Nota. But no, what he did say was, he thinks you're going to see him at least once this fall, maybe more. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. That's exciting. Anytime you see Tiger, it's exciting. It was not good towards the end of, you had the PGA Championship and then St. Andrews. It didn't even come close to making the cut. It's just tough. Tough look. Walking off the course at the PGA after making the cut, which was really awesome. And then
Getting out of the cart that one day when he didn't have the sock on his leg, it was like, no, bro, put it back on. Keep your pants on or put that on.
Yeah, so what events realistically could that be? It's not going to be any PGA events.
He's not. That was one thing that I was reading to you because you asked me, you said, because we talked about it in the last pod, is he going to be in his own tournament, the Hero World Challenge? He still, as of today, is not in that field.
Sure.
Now, if you look at that field, there are still three open spots.
We talked about that, yes.
So maybe he feels better, or maybe he decides, maybe they talk him into it. Because as we discussed, if you're in that tournament, that's when you're calling Tiger or texting him every day going, bro, use a cart, come play with us. Like, it's going to be fun. It's 25 of us. We're going to have a great time. Use a cart. Let's go. You know what? Let Charlie ride with you. Come on. Let's do this.
We basically have 60 days almost. I mean, it's almost 2 months before this tournament starts. And then you have the PNC in December that he played in last year.
Yep. And that's one of his sponsors. PNC is one of his backers from time to time. So it makes me wonder if that, when you mentioned that pre-show, I was like, that's probably the one, because that's one that he's got financial ties to. So maybe they say, hey, here's an extra cool million. We need you out there so you can draw some ratings to us.
Would you agree that those are definitely the two only possibilities?
I think so, because he's not gonna, you know, they start the Hawaiian swing in late December / January, February, and plus notice
that's not the fall.
He didn't say winter. So I think that's the only possibilities.
Yeah.
And so, that's because of one's his tournament and the other one is one of his sponsors that sponsors a tournament.
Yeah, and it's fun. He gets to play with Charlie. So we know it's going to be one. Could it be both?
And he gets a card in that one too.
Could it be both? And the reason I'm asking that is because the first one starts on November 28th, and the second one, the PNC, is like December 15th or something like that. So we're talking like 2 weeks. You think he could pull both of those off?
I think if he uses a cart in both of them, and he will use a cart in the one with his son, with the PNC, because he's not the only one. Daly uses a cart in that one. There's a couple other guys that use carts, and some of the older guys. Lee Trevino uses a cart in that one with his son. So I think that's a definite, and that one being later in the year could possibly be the winter tournament. So it could be the Hero World Challenge. Maybe. But I still think if he plans on playing in the PNC, I think that he needs to put pride aside and use a damn cart in the Hero World Challenge down in the Bahamas.
I agree.
Just to save his leg.
It's a lot. He's definitely going to be there, though. And last year that he would sit on the back of the driving range and hit in the driving range? Mm-hmm. And it got so much coverage, than more so almost than the actual tournament. Is that
by the way, am I remembering that correctly? You are remembering that correctly. And not only that, I just thought of this. It hit me. You know, Noda can't be making, but maybe, I don't know, maybe six figures as an announcer for Golf Channel. They ain't giving him millions to do that. You think old Tiger's slipping him a little bit of that pit money to release this stuff? Because when times are slow on social media, it's like, hey, Noda.
I tell you what.
Why don't you let him know I'm playing in the fall and I'll slip you a cool $1.5 million? How about that?
I'll tell you what. Noda, I'll take it for 1/10 of what you're paying Noda, if that's the case. Yes, I do. I think there's definitely some type of agreement. I want that job. I want the Tiger breaking news job. How does Noda pull that off? How does he pull
I told off? You, though, and we talked about this. He was teammates with him.
So there's a lot of teammates with him.
But he was roommates and teammates with him.
That doesn't – do you still talk
to your
teammates?
It's not a lot of teammates. He only played 3 years at college, and there's only like 7 guys on the team.
Do you have teammates that like you feel so close with that you'll let – I mean, that you'll just give out personal information to? Like, I mean
– if something big happened to me, I would leak some information to you so you could talk about it on the pod.
I wouldn't tell you shit, man. I'm never telling, never letting you ever break news about me. No, I mean,
they've always been close. This has been something that even when Tiger was having his marital problems and his addiction problems, they kept always questioning Noda. Like, they didn't ask anybody else. They always questioned Noda because he's got a, which I
know
I'm
you, saying like, I don't know.
I think it's because of their relationship in college. I think with them being roommates and teammates, it just is kind of stuck and they kind of hit it off. And apparently Noda's earned his trust. Like Noda, he has gotten to the point where it's like, you can say this, but you can't say this. And Noda follows instructions. Because apparently that's one of the things he got Fluff fired whenever
just
he was
weird.
Gagging.
Like you have Twitter. You could do everything more that Noda does, but better.
So
like
apparently he trusts Noda more than he trusts his social media coordinator, because he ain't tweeting that shit. That's his team that's doing that.
You don't think Tiger's ever on Twitter?
No.
Really? You don't think he has a burner?
No.
No? You don't think he has anything to do with Twitter? He doesn't care?
Nope. I think he doesn't care. I think he has no clue. I think that he probably reads it for the first time like the rest of us whenever it comes out.
So you don't think he searches his mentions at all?
No, not at all. I think his team does. I think that his team is constantly there. I think that they let him know, hey, this is what's being talked about. This is what's being discussed. How do you want to address it? And you know what he says? Let me call Noda.
Yeah. That's just weird. I don't know. That's such a strange deal that you get to, I mean, single, I mean, when you single out one guy and then he gets to break all the news for you.
But
for the rest
what about job security for Noda? Golf Channel ain't getting rid of him. That's the only link they've got right now.
That's a good, I mean, maybe that, and that's why. Maybe he's just helping out his bud. That's just weird. I don't know. This is kind of strange.
I think it's kind of strange that you're not, I'm thinking it's kind of strange you wouldn't consider doing that for me. It kind of upsets me a little bit. That's all right.
It's just,
no,
I mean,
no, no friendship tonight.
Man.
I get
you're
it.
You're a grown man.
So is Noda. And he even wears an earring.
No, it is a grown man. He can fend for himself. No. I want the job though, Tiger. I'll do it for free. How about that? You do not even have to pay me. You don't even have to pay me like you pay Noda. I'll just do it for free. No, it's he does though, man. Every freaking story about Tiger, Noda's gonna break it. I just think that's so. I just think that's funny. I don't know.
It reminds me. If you ever saw the movie Ali, and paid attention to Muhammad Ali, he got to the point where he was friends with Howard Cosell, who was basically the only media member that covered him. And so Howard would call him about stuff that was leaking, and he would call Howard about stuff that was leaking. And they would kind of exchange. So he made a friend in the media. So maybe that's got something to do with it. It's kind of that same dynamic where him being a polarizing figure, such as Muhammad Ali was during his time, he needs a friend in the business. And who better to trust than a guy you played golf with and room with when you were in college?
That's true.
And Noda's not going. He's not going to throw away that gravy train, because as soon as he does something the Tiger doesn't like, you know, he's cut people off before. He's done. He will not get any more information if he does anything wrong.
I don't know. To me, all right. So this, I guess, this is where I'm going. Friendships are special. It just kind of, I don't know. It feels weird. It feels like you're just, you like Tiger's just your, I don't know, your meal ticket, or Tiger, your, and maybe that's how friendships are. Maybe there's friendships like that where the guy just wants to look out for his friends. He's like, hey, I'm going to give you some inside info or whatever. I don't know. It's just weird to me. I don't know. It's just,
I've seen it, and you've seen it too, because you've paid attention to football message boards and basketball message boards and that kind of stuff. Athletes befriend certain media members that they'll only talk to and send stuff to and release stuff to. So I guess it's kind of like that on steroids.
Yeah.
I guess he's, so. You know, he's met somebody that he's willing to give information to. And, you know, as I said, I think it's just the history of him that has it. Because, I mean, he's had other people that he's had good relationships with that we've seen on television, he's done interviews with. But he always, it seems that Noda's the guy that has the number one info. Like, if he says he's playing the fall, book it, Kyle. He's playing sometime in the fall. We just don't know when.
Exactly. Want to go give a shout out to a sponsor, talk about Swanies for a second. They're awesome. That's what I want to say. I want to say Swanies.com, Swanies Golf.
.co.
Swanies.co. Their stuff is the bomb. You get prints, stripes, solids. Literally anything that you want in a polo, they have all the different options that you could get. Pullovers, it's getting cooler. Pullovers, hoodies, everything.
Hoodies. The hoodies are so awesome, bro.
Hoodies are great. We love hoodies. Kyle Morikawa loves hoodies. He got so much mileage out of them that
yeah, he did.
Even Jordan Spieth said he was the best dressed on the President's Cup.
Although his hoodies, like, he wears them like up here on his top. He wears them tight. I like mine, like the one Swanies has. That has the it's a quarter zip, but it's also a hoodie, so you can loosen it up a little bit. Show a little bit of that Swanies, you know, shirt that you got on.
There you go. Use coupon code DadBodGolfPod -25. Take 25% off literally every single order. Let me give you a little secret. Little secret.
I got you.
Go to the sale category.
Yeah.
Dump that coupon code on top of it. Save big.
Don't
think they want us telling you that. But it works on the sale category.
That grab bag, $60. Hit that coupon code. Drop it on down. You're gonna get 3 garments. Don't know what you're getting. That's why it's called a grab bag.
You're getting
3 garments that are gonna show up at your door. And you're going to be shocked, because you're going to get 3 garments for like $50.
Christmas morning, it could be every day if you want one. You could set it up. They'll set it up for you.
They're going to shut that grab bag thing off. I'm going to get ourselves in trouble for doing that.
No, but they're awesome. Check them out. Everything you can want in golf fashion, from your heads to your toes, you could get
hats.
It there.
That's their new thing.
Boom. Golf is easy.
Golf is easy, except when Ben plays on a Wednesday. That's not easy.
Anyway, check them out. Say big, look good, feel good, play good. Swanies Golf. Life's a party. Dress for it.
He pulled that up on his computer. There's no way he remembered that.
All right, moving on.
No. Stay with the Tiger thing. One more
stay
thing.
With Tiger. Okay.
It got brought out as Zach Johnson. He's going to be your Ryder Cup coach, manager, whatever the hell he's called, president. And they always change the name of what they're calling him. But he's going to lead the Ryder Cup team for USA. he got asked the other day if Tiger basically they were fishing, is Tiger, are you holding off for Tiger to be a captain's pick? And he didn't say captain's pick, but he said, given who he is and what he's all about, I can tell you right now, I don't know if he'll be here next year, meaning on tour, if he'll be a part of this team as far as being a player, he said, but he will be with this team in some capacity. He already is. So in other words, he's already getting information from Tiger and getting things. He said, I can't put this mildly enough. He loves the Ryder Cup. He's made it a priority of his and certainly of Team USA. He wants to be a part of this as much as he possibly can.
So, is that breaking news?
I don't know if it's breaking news. I think the reporters were fishing to say, hey, we're looking at a year out. Have you considered going ahead and taking this guy as a possible captain's pick? Which I think would be stupid. I think it would be stupid to do because he's not played any golf, and the golf he's played, he's looked atrocious in. But I think that's what they're fishing for. And I think that was his way of saying, yeah, basically, if he turns it on in the next year, he'll be a captain's pick. But if he don't turn it on and he doesn't get any better than what he is right now, he's going to be a coach.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, he's not. I don't think that's breaking news. He's in some form or fashion involved with the Ryder Cup. Anytime he can walk and he feels good, so yeah. I don't know. Seems like a foregone conclusion to me that he would be involved.
I mean, we thought that with the President's Cup, but he wasn't able to show up at the President's Cup. So they took a couple of phone calls and a couple of texts from him. But I think that was the other thing they were fishing for in that presser / questionnaire. Is they were like, is he going to be on site or is he going to be doing it remotely like he did for the President's Cup this past month? And maybe that was his way of saying he's going to be involved, period. Let's just say that. End of story. We'll figure it out later when he decides if he can walk or got to wear a sleeve on his leg or not.
Cool. All right, let's talk a little LIV Golf. We're going to have a little breakdown of what's been going on so this all makes sense. But we talked about how LIV Golf does not have – you can't get official world golf ranking points. And I want to show you the seriousness of world golf ranking points and talk about how much these guys have fallen because without world golf ranking points, if you don't have exemptions, you can't get into majors, you can't get into WGC events, you can't get into they can't get into WGC events anyway, but the majors are the big thing. The major tournaments, you can't get in unless you have exemptions. So, look, since Phil Mickelson's joined, he's dropped 62 spots in the official world golf rankings. Ian Poulter, 37. Guys like Bryson, 20 spots all the way. He's almost out of the top 50. Patrick Reed dropped outside of the top 50. Brooks Koepka's drops 12 points. He's 32 right now. Like he could, you know, he's flirting with that top 50 line. That top 50 line is very, very important. And then even DJ's dropped 8 points. So like these guys, every single week that goes by where there's golf events and people accruing points and they're not, they're dropping. They just are. As long as people that are behind them are you know, continuing to climb. If the people in front of them are winning, then it doesn't really matter. They just kind of stay put. But still, it's very, very important. So the LIV Tour thought they had found a loophole. They thought they had found a loophole, and they may still have. This is not official yet. That's not going to happen. But there is a small developmental tour called the MENA Tour, MENA Tour, M-E-N-A Tour. It's a developmental tour.
Yeah, we're not sure if we're saying that right.
Yeah, it looks like it's an acronym for something. It always is over there. The developmental tour founded in 2011, based in Dubai, and they have official world golf ranking accreditation. So what the LIV was going to do was partner with them so they could be under their umbrella and it be a quote unquote MENA tour event. And if it's a MENA tour event sponsored by the MENA tour, then hey, they've already been approved. So makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If MENA Tour, who's gone through the accreditation, says, boom, these guys fit the criteria to play on our tour, there you go. Official world golf ranking points. Not so fast, though. Not so fast. And this is kind of BS to me, but the official world golf rankings popped up and said, basically, hey, you know, even though, you know, yeah, we did give you guys official world golf ranking points, this, because of this drastic change and this drastic field change, it's still going to take the, you still got to go through the accreditation period. So, so that means that Live Golf Bangkok, Live Golf Jeddah, they will not be getting, only after review is it only after review is complete will a decision be made on awarding points to the Minotaur's new limited field tournaments. There you go. Defined by the Minotaur in its regulations as any Minotaur approved tournament, which comprises of a player field of less than 80 players. So
right.
Still, they're still going to investigate it. I don't, what does that even mean? Like, what do you have to, what do you have to certify? That's what I want to know. What do you have to certify to say, okay, this is legit?
Kyle, I still think this is part of the let's shoot as many arrows over the bow as possible to see what they turn down so we know what to fix within this next year.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
So we can get all of our lawyers and all of our stuff together so at the start of the next season, they come forward and they're like, okay, you said we can't do this, 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 and this. We have fixed all that. So now we're doing it. So now what's your excuse for not letting us in?
Yeah.
And and I don't think they're going to have an answer. I think they're going to have to be like, shit, they did what we told them to do. I mean, it's like when you tell your kids, you know, if you do this, this, and this, we're going to take you shopping this weekend.
And then they do it.
And you're like,
I had no backup plan. I thought you, there's no way I thought you would do that.
Yeah, I really wanted to watch the football game this weekend, and now I'm going to be sitting in Bath and Body Works for the next 2 hours. So that's what happens when you have daughters. And that's exactly what's happening.
I immediately regret this decision.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's just another, don't get me wrong, I think that they also were reaching to see if they could possibly do this. But I think this was part of it. This is part of their grand scheme of things where they're like, okay, let's throw another scenario out there where they say, nope, you can't do that unless you do this. And they're like, okay, got those notes. We'll do that. We'll do this. By 2023, we'll have that fixed. So I think that's where we're headed.
So you don't, so you're saying, you're taking the stance that this isn't a huge setback. This is just another one of the things that they're going through all the motions. They're doing all they don't even care about this year. Like this year, it's a bonus. If you get it this year, it's a bonus. But we're going through our checklist. We're making sure, okay, we've done this scenario, we've done all these things. And when January 1 rolls around and we're ready to hit that 14 event schedule. And we've done literally everything you've asked. So does it kind of expose you then? Like, are you exposed a little bit then? So you think you're going with that. Like, we finally got them. We got a solution. And then they shoot it down. You're like, oh, let's go back to the drawing board. You think this is all part of the plan?
I think it's I think this is like a big court case that's building up, and all they're doing is just taking in evidence, and they're sticking it on the side, and they're analyzing it, and they're like, okay, so they're waiting for that gotcha day when they have gotten to their wits end, when they're like, okay, you can't do this, you can't do this, and they go through the whole list of stuff, and then Liv comes forward and goes, guess what, guys? This is what we fixed in the past year. We've gone to 72 holes. We've gone to a cut line. We've gone to 40 players. We've gone to this, blah, blah, blah. We've gone to invites and sponsor exemptions. We've done everything y'all said to ask that you've asked or told us that we weren't doing. Now we're doing it. We want in. And I think they're going to have to let them in.
It's going to be hard not to. It's going to be hard not to. I don't know. I'm like, maybe it's like both 50-50% true. Like, I think maybe it is part of the plan, but I think this one, they really thought they had something. I think this one, and they may still. It's not – they didn't say no. They just said –
yeah, it's not a no.
They have to go to the review. I think this was the one – this is the one where they think they got the loophole. This is the one
– it's not a no. It's a – oh, shit, they found another thing to
– that's what I think this is. Oh, yeah. Hell. We didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That was one of the tours we did.
Have you noticed that they're being very timely on this? Like, they don't come out with, like, Liv doesn't come out with like 5 requests in 1 week. They're coming out like with a request every 2 weeks. Okay, can we do this? No, you can't do that. And I think they're just sitting there keeping notes in the background. And they're like, okay. Now,
the lawsuit, after the lawsuit.
I could be totally off base on this, and they may just be trying to grab at straws and do whatever they can because they made a bunch of, they overpromised these players, and now they're under delivering. Except for money. They're not under delivering on money.
No.
But they're under delivering on, because that was one of the things that the players have all said. They were under the impression that they could still keep points and play in majors.
Yeah. That's the big one.
Those two things have not come to fruition. Now, who knows?
And they lost the law, and they lost a lawsuit. Like, then players started bailing out of the lawsuit. So that, and that was not a good look. So I will,
But I understand the bailing out of the lawsuit, because they're bailing out of the lawsuit because already the PGA Tour said, because Jay Monahan said that last press conference he was in, he said, well, they're suing us, so we're not letting them in. So some of the players were like, okay, then I'm bailing out of the lawsuit. How about that?
Right.
So now, there you go. Now I'm not suing you.
Now what? Am I back in?
Yeah.
Which still, though, they don't sue you if you just – they're not suing you because they want to sue you. They don't want to sue you.
Right.
Clearly, if they pulled
they're suing you because they feel like they're being done wrong.
They feel like they have to. They have no choice. So.
But listen, I will tell you right now, the way he's playing and the way – a couple of them playing, Westwood, Poulter, Mickelson. I don't give a shit if they're in the majors or in the world. Man, they're not playing.
I don't think they care. There's a couple of them that they don't care. They literally could not care.
The DJs of the world care because I think he still has a shot at winning. Patrick Reed is just under delusions of grandeur where he thinks he can win every tournament. Bryson is the same.
Masters winner.
Yeah, he is a Masters winner. He's also a thief. Bryson DeChambeau, I think, and a cheater. I think Bryson –
look, we're just lucky. We're just happy Bryson's still alive. I mean, the shot that he took to the rope. Did you see?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the Bills quarterback's name?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Golly. Yes, I did. It was hilarious.
What's his name?
And he's a freaking golfer, too, because he was on one of the matches. He actually plays really good golf. He's a really good golfer. Jared Allen. No,
Jared Allen.
I know. Josh Allen. Allen's a defensive end. Josh Allen.
Jared Allen wore 69 his whole career.
Thanks for that, Kyle. Only you would know that right now as far as random facts and figures. Allen.
Never forget
Josh
that.
Josh Allen, not number 69, plays quarterback for the Bills, decided when ready to go under the rope. He even had a hat on like this, and he goes, he ducks underneath the rope, and he's like, woo, and he runs off.
He's buddies with Bryson, though, isn't it? Wasn't he in the match?
He
did a match. I don't know if he did it with – he didn't do it with Bryson, though, did he?
No, it was just a football match. It was Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and
– Peyton Manning, maybe?
May have been Peyton Manning.
I don't know. It was the worst one ever.
No, I think it was a current player. I think it was a current player.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers defeat Josh Allen and
Aaron Rodgers. That was the other one, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers defeat Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. It was the worst match ever.
Actually, I kind of enjoyed it.
They were winning with like bogeys.
I know, but still.
Winning holes with bogeys.
I tweeted at our account today because somebody else came up with the idea that we did where it was like, okay, you should have two regular golfers in the tournament playing from the same tees as the pros so we can see how hard these courses actually are. Yeah. At least let them play the first two rounds because they ain't going to make the cut. So. Instead of having the quote-unquote the marker that they have at Augusta, no marker. Call me and Kyle. We'll be your marker. Let us be your guinea pigs.
I will slap it around.
You guys are putting a guy out there that literally is a member of the frigging club that knows how to play the course. No, get some guys like us that don't know shit that need to go out there and bang it around all over the place.
We're not going to beat Rory. Like, I know Jeff Knox stroked Rory that one time. We're not going to do that. There's no threat of that.
We're not going to embarrass a pro. We're going to let all the people in the crowd know, okay.
We'll pick it up. We'll pick the ball up.
Yes. We know these guys are good because look at these guys. They can't do shit.
Exactly.
Except for Kyle. Kyle thinks he can shoot.
Double bogey max.
Kyle thinks he can shoot below 80 out there at Augusta from the tips.
Never said that in my whole life. Ever. You're telling a lie. But you know what? Hey, let me tell you what's not a lie. Okay. You ready for this?
Yes,
there's
sir.
No lie when I say that the Blue Tees rangefinder is the bomb. It has all the features of your top-notch rangefinders for a fraction of the price. Use coupon code DADBOD, take 10% off already incredible savings, and you get the toggle on and off slope. You get the magnet already built in on the side. You get the infrared lock-in, the buzz lock-on, scan mode. You get it all. Awesome carrying case. Blue Tees is awesome. They got Bluetooth speakers. They got all these bundles you can do, save ton. You get a whole bunch of just all kinds of
stuff.
Ooh,
they got a speaker special right now. I forgot speaker to tell special. You that because I'm fixing to order. It's less than $100. You cannot get a golf speaker for less than $100.
No, not a good one. Not one that's worth it. Go check them out. Save on the speaker. Save on the rangefinder.
It also has a magnet too, which Kyle's still getting used to, but whatever.
Awesome. Awesome. Check them out. Blue Tees. It's where rangefinders start.
I always have a Blue Tees story, so I got to tell you real quick. So I played yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, I was playing with Bobby. I'll go ahead and throw him under the bus. I won't throw his company under the bus that he was using, but he had one of the GPS finders on his bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all right, I'm wondering if this thing works or not. He said, go ahead. Hole number one. He said, shoot it. And I said, I said, 149, 145 was slope. And so he looks at his rangefinder and he goes with his instead of mine. And he says he didn't miss it. And he comes up way short.
Just saying.
Yardage was about 9 to 10 yards.
Throw it in the trash, Bob. Throw it in the trash, Bob.
Take the coupon code. Last thing, real quick.
His also didn't have a magnet, by the way.
It did not. Well, go figure. It just doesn't have all the features. Charlie Hull.
Yes. That's hot. A woman, by the way, just in case y'all were wondering. Yes.
Female golfer. She won her second. Which tour is she on? It's not the it's the European version.
It was an LPGA Tour event.
She won an LPGA Tour event. Okay. Charlie Hull. If you didn't know, I mean, you've probably seen her on Instagram because she's smoking hot. But she won her second LPGA Tour event.
The Ascendant LPGA, benefiting Volunteers of America in Texas, her first LPGA Tour title in 6 years.
Amazing. Amazing. She came out very young. She's 20 years old. She won. They're like, man, this girl's going to go nuts. She's going to win like crazy. And she's just kind of gone cold a little bit. She got a little emotional in her interview, which was even more
hot. She also got the yips in the last 6 years, in case you're wondering.
It was even more hot, I guess, her getting a little emotional. But
if you remember the picture on the website, she's crying. Thanks for that.
One thing that you might remember her of, she's got that viral video that everybody's done memes out of where she's on the tee box and it's a beautiful tee box and she's got driver and she is just ripping divots right in the damn tee box. Like
when he says beautiful, there's not a divot on the tee box. This is like a tee box that only driver has been used entire tournament.
There's never been a divot.
The only marks in it are the tee marks. That's how flush it is, where people put their tee in the ground. There have been zero divots taken. And what did she do, Kyle?
She just starts ripping divots, man, with a driver. I don't get
driver.
It makes no sense.
Was to loosen up her forearms, and I was like, I think there's a better way. I got to tell you, I think there's way.
I know a way. Let's just do this right here. Ready? Oh, loose.
Look at that. Oh, man. Oh, how about that? Oh. You know what I didn't do right there? I didn't tear up a tee box.
You can do this, too. You can do this number. That will rotate those forearms. Get them loose. I mean, come on. But, congratulations, Charlie Hull.
She's number one, she's attractive. Number two, she got a ton of Instagram followers. She's got a lot of sponsors. People have been disappointed because, as Kyle just said, when she came out, she won like one of the first tournaments she played, and everybody was like, all right, we have found the next
big thing.
female golfer that's going to be the next big thing, that's going to be the next Annika, that's going to come up and start. Because she hits it to be as small as she is, she hits it a ton. She's great around the greens. And then after her win, as I said just a minute ago, she basically got a case of the yips, and she couldn't make putts. She was sculling wedges over the green. She couldn't find fairways, and that just does not do well in tournament play, any of those things. And so now that she's come out and she has got another win, they're right back on the – and she's an overseas golfer. She's not an American golfer. That's another thing. A lot of people think that she's one of the American golfers. She is not. She's British, but she carded 4 birdies and a bogey on the front nine, and she went to 14 under total and then just ran away with it towards the end. Lydia Ko made a charge at her, but she was able to hold her off, and congratulations. as she finally helping her Instagram and her Twitter following, as she was able to grab that win. I mean,
I love her. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
No, I think she's great. I think she's fantastic. I literally love her.
I'm in love with her.
Well, I'm more of the. I'm going to go with more Corda on that. I think, you know, being American,
maybe you can have Nelly.
Maybe that can be the next, like, rivalry.
That'd be cool.
Charlie Hull and Nelly Corda. Nelly Corda, by far, with the sweetest swing in golf, too, by the way. Let's just say that.
Boy, that would be – I would watch that. If they played golf for a month, I'd watch it. I'd watch every hole.
That would get the numbers back. I mean, it would. I'm sorry. That's what the biggest complaint has been, is they're like, viewership is down on the LPGA Tour. And I'm like, well, you got to get some people that are popular. Don't just show up, win a couple, and then don't make media appearances. People like Corda, people like Hull, they make media appearances. They're out in the public. You need them winning. Not that I'm saying rig it. I'm just saying it would be nice to see those. And it goes back to what we talked about, even when Nate was on, where we talked about having some tournaments that were co-ed.
Let's get
some Charlie Hull and some Nelly Corda out there with the dudes. Let them play a little bit. I mean,
both of them hit it
300 yards. So
tee them up. They still get to tee up. Tee them forward. Tee them up.
Watch them outdrive the dudes. Watch them. Let me tell you something, too. LPGA Tour players, to me, putt way better than the guys. I don't know why it is, but they just look, their stroke looks so smooth. So
I've said that I think to watch a high level women's golf swing is better. It's better to watch, for mechanic purposes, a high level woman golfer swing because they maximize their motion, if that makes sense. There's like guys can just kind of like overpower balls. They have to maximize what they do, and that's why their swings are always just flawless. But
oh yeah, you got Scheffler pulling feet out from under himself. You got John Daly that goes way over what he should, over parallel. When you look at Corda swing, you look at Hull swing, everything is on plane. Everything is perfect. They hit the ball right in the face of the club. I mean, their swing is way better than a dude's. I mean, coming from a guy that swing is just atrocious, I can tell you right now, if I could have one of their swings, would take it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, y'all have a great weekend. We got this week wrapped up. We had a little scheduling issue on Monday. We're going to be back on Monday. Okay. We're going to be back on Monday, back to 3 days a week. Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy the great weather, play some golf, soak in the sun, make some birdies, drink some beers, have some friendship, play some golf this weekend. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. Like always, it's episode 235 of the Dad Bod.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.